you're here. Fellowship, sweeter, knowing you're near.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Happy Labor Day, everyone. It's Monday. It's September 3rd, 2012. And with this being Labor Day, I'm going to allow my special guests to have the day off, and I'm going to labor alone. But I've picked out six unique songs that address labor, working, and I think will bless you on this Labor Day. I have some scripture reading also. So before I launch into our first scripture reading and song, I want to point out we do have a number of seats available on our deluxe motor coach going up this Saturday to the Moody Bible Institute to hear Ernie Haas and Signature Sound. Might it work into your schedule? I sure hope so. We have a great bunch going. The cost is $50, but call in your request right away as we're hoping to fill this bus in the next few days. We'll be leaving at 2 o'clock from Marketplace Mall in Champaign this Saturday, September 8th, with a stop in Paxton. We'll leave Marketplace Mall at 2 p.m. in order to get up to the Moody Bible Institute to have various dinner options, get into our reserve seating section, and enjoy the 7 o'clock start of Ernie Haas and Signature Sound. So if you'd like to join us, the cost is $50, which covers your reserve seating ticket, bus ride, snacks and refreshments, VIP treatment, and a great worshipful time. So call us today, 217-367-7777, and we'll get you set up. On this Labor Day, I looked up some scriptures that had work or labor in it, and then I found some songs that I felt fit really well with the theme or the intent, to some degree, what the scripture conveys. Reading from Genesis chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. Thus the heavens and the earth were completed in all their vast array. By the seventh day, God had finished the work he had been doing. So on the seventh day, he rested from all his work. And God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it he rested from all the work of creating that he had done. Here's Steve Ragsdale, "All Your Works Are Wonderful."
All your works are wonderful. Are wise in all your ways. We have seen your perfect plan and your power on display. All your works are wonderful. Creation.
God's works are wonderful, as are you, created in His image. And as much as we enjoy laboring 6 days a week, God has made that seventh day a Sabbath. Exodus 20, 8 and 9. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work. Here's the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir, God is Working. Yep, God is working to draw you close to Himself. Reading from 1 Timothy 4, 9 through 10. This is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance, and for this we labor and strive, that we have put our hope in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, and especially of those who believe. And here's verse 27 of John chapter 6. Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. On Him God the Father has placed His seal of approval. Here's Steve Green, He Who Began a Good Work.
He who began a good work in you began a good work in you, will be faithful to complete it. He'll be faithful to complete it. He who started the work will be faithful to complete it in you. Thank you. process is long, and you're losing your song in the night. You can be sure that the Lord has His hand on you, safe and secure. He will never abandon you. You are His treasure, and He finds His pleasure in you.
Listening friend, thanks for tuning in on this Labor Day, and hopefully as you draw near to God today, He who began a good work in you will continue to bring it to completion. Allow Him to draw close to you as you draw close to Him. Here's one of my favorite verses, and I have a fun song that'll follow. It's out of Colossians chapter 3, 23 and 24. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord and not for men, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord. It is the Lord Christ you are serving. Here's Dennis Bowling, Workers Are Few. A great message and a heartfelt song.
Growing up on the farm, I was always slow to rise. Mama'd holler, get a boy. Wipe the sleep from your eyes. Come on, get ready, and hurry up, son. Your father's already in the field, there's work to be done. Working the fields gave Daddy an opportunity to train. I always had lots of questions, he always had time to explain. He taught me to work hard, to make the most of my time. He said there's time to plant, time to reap, and a time to die. Come on, get ready, hurry up, son. Time's wasted, it stops for no one. Get a move on, boy, this ain't nothing new. Jesus said long ago, the harvest is ripe, the workers are few. You see, planting a field, son, is like sowing into someone's heart. You work the ground and plant the seed, have to do our part. When you're sowing, you introduce someone to Christ. The son, we can't make it grow, the father brings that seed to life. Come on, get ready, hurry up, son. Time's wasting, it stops for no one. To move on, boy, this ain't nothing new. Jesus said long ago, the harvest is ripe, the years are few. Come on, get ready, hurry up, son. Your father's already in the field, and there's work to be done.
Therefore, my dear brothers, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. 1 Corinthians 15:58. Here's the West Coast Mennonite Chamber Choir, Working with Joy. Was there some tapping and hand clapping to that song? I just love it. That was the West Coast Mennonite Chamber Choir. I'm going to close out with this reading from Revelation chapter 14, verse 13, with a fun, upbeat song. And yet after you hear this Revelation passage, you'll see how truthful and powerful the words of Revelation are captured in the song by the cathedrals. Revelation 14, 13. Then I heard a voice from heaven say, "Write, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Spirit, they will rest from their labor, for their deeds will follow them." Here's the cathedrals. Hard times will soon be over.
My trials so hard will soon be over. I'll cross line over chilly Jordan, and there somewhere in heaven city I'll sit me down, sit me down. I'll wear the pale crown of glory. I'll shout and tell a happy story. My hard trials will soon be over, and I shall wear a crown.
Lord, I'm tired.
My trials will soon be over, and
tired.
My trials will soon be over, and soon my Lord's gonna come for me. Then I'll be heaven bound.
Then I'll fly.
The load I bear is often heavy, but soon I know my feet shall stand upon high ground, each tear and care I'll leave behind me. I'll shout and say goodbye to trouble. My hard trials will soon be over, and I shall wear a crown.
But I'm tired.
Hard trials will soon be over.
So tired.
Hard trials will soon be over, and soon the Lord is gonna come for me. Then I'll be heaven bound.
Then I'll fly.
Hard trials will soon be over. Soon be over, and I shall wear a crown.
Well, I'm tired.
Our crown will soon be over.
I'm tired.
Our crown will soon be over, and soon the Lord.
soon be over, and I shall wear a crown. Wear a crown.
That was the Cathedral's Hard Times Will Soon Be Over. I don't know what your situation or circumstance is today. You might be in dire straits, overwhelmed, taxed, ready to actually give up. Don't do it, my friend. God loves you. God will see you through. Cast your cares on Him because He cares for you. He loves you. I'm so glad you got to tune in today to hear those very words, because God really does care. And on this Labor Day, hopefully you can rest or relax or spend good quality time with friends and family members, spend some time in His Word, praise Him and pray to Him. Seek Him with all your heart, because He will be found. For those of you that want to find your way up to the Moody Bible Institute this Saturday, September 8th, for a special concert with Ernie Haas and Signature Sound, we have some tickets available, along with a deluxe motor coach that will be taking us up from Marketplace Mall, departing at 2 p.m. with a stop in Paxton. We'll get up there early enough to enjoy dinner, and then find our seats for a 7 o'clock concert. If you'd like to join us, call us right away. There's still some room. 217-367-7777. That's 217-367-7777. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day, night, and happy Labor Day.